And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 12th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of the writer Juna Barnes, born near Cornwall on Hudson, New York, 1892, lived in the bohemian world of Greenwich Village for years, then as an expatriate in Paris, drinking, smoking, having love affairs with men and women. She was a journalist there. She interviewed Florence Ziegfeld and Coco Chanel. She was friends with James Joyce and Gertrude Stein, had a long affair with the sculptor Thelma Wood. Juna Barnes wrote a famous novel, Nightwood, published 1936, modernist novel about the destructive relationship of lovers named Robin and Nora. Robin was based on Thelma. Dylan Thomas called it one of the great prose books of all time. William S. Burroughs loved it. So did T.S. Eliot. The novel didn't make much money, though, and Juna Barnes had to live off the charity of Peggy Guggenheim, a patron of the arts. She turned to alcohol. She went through a bottle of whiskey a day, moved back to New York City, back into an apartment in Greenwich Village, where she lived as a recluse for the last 42 years of her life. E.E. Cummings was her neighbor. He used to check on her by yelling out his window. She spent her last 30 years working on a long poem that was found in her apartment when she died in 1982. It's the birthday of the novelist Charles Kingsley, born in Holne, England, 1819, best remembered for his children's book, The Water Babies, an allegorical story written to teach Christian values, also a strange and enjoyable fairy tale. The story of a 10-year-old chimney sweep named Tom, who falls through a chimney into the room of a wealthy young girl, and when he's discovered there, he's chased out of town until he gives in to thirst and weakness and falls into a river and drowns, where fairies turn him into a creature called a water baby, which is a little less than 4 inches long and has gills. And he's guided by Mrs. Be Done By As You Did, and he makes a journey to the other end of nowhere, where he has to rescue the cruel Mr. Grimes, his former master. And it's the birthday of the sociologist and writer Harriet Martineau, born in Norwich, England, 1802. She wrote for Unitarian publications. She learned Wordsworth by heart. And then she set out to write the Illustrations of Political Economy, fictional stories illustrating principles of political theory. A big bestseller in the 1830s, more popular than novels by Charles Dickens. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, Homecoming. Once, only when the summer was nearly over and my own hair had been white as the day's clouds for more years than I was counting, I looked across the garden at evening. Paula was still weeding around flowers that open after dark, and I looked up to the clear sky and saw the new moon. And at that moment, from behind me, a band of dark birds, and then another after it, flying in silence, long, curving wings, hardly moving, the plovers just in from the sea, and the flight clear from Alaska, half their weight gone to get them home, but home now, arriving without a sound as it rose to meet them. W.S. Merwin's poem Homecoming from The Moon Before Morning, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.